From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Afghanistan, a trial has begun for 8 foreign aid workers, 2 Americans, 2 Australians, and 4 Germans. The Taliban, the Islamic militia that controls most of Afghanistan, has accused the foreigners of promoting Christianity. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports now from Islamabad, Pakistan.
The foreign workers from the German-based group Shelter Now International were arrested 4 weeks ago by Taliban authorities who say they have evidence the accused were trying to convert Afghan Muslims, a crime under the Taliban's version of Islamic law. Authorities say they've seized Bibles and other Christian literature translated into the local languages Dari and Pashto from the offices and homes of Shelter Now workers. That evidence, as well as the report by officers from the Taliban's Ministry for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice, has now been presented to the court. Shelter Now denies the Taliban's allegations, saying its staff members are told not to proselytize. 16 Afghans working with Shelter Now were also detained. While diplomats and family members have been allowed to visit the foreign aid workers, the Afghan detainees have not been seen since their arrest, and it appears they will be tried separately. The Taliban's Chief Justice Nur Muhammad Saqib today said the trial of the foreign aid workers would be fair and that the accused would be allowed to defend themselves, as he put it, without fear. But details of how the trial will proceed are murky, and it is unclear when or if the 8 will be allowed to speak in their own defense. The Chief Justice today said that while the proceedings had gotten underway, he could not say how long the process will take. He also said it was as yet undecided whether the trial would be open to the families of the accused, foreign diplomats, and journalists. The Taliban's foreign ministry had indicated over the weekend that the trial would be open. 3 Islamabad-based diplomats from the U.S., Germany, and Australia, who've been in the Afghan capital, Kabul, for more than a week, say they've not been officially informed the trial is underway and want independent confirmation from the Taliban so they may help the detainees prepare their defense. No matter what the court decides, the Chief Justice says, the Taliban Supreme Leader Mullah Muhammad Omar has the final say. Under Taliban law, foreigners caught proselytizing can be jailed and expelled from the country. Afghans found guilty of proselytizing or converting face the death penalty. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.